What up, what up, what up, Salty Universe? This is your boy, Timmy Two Times.
Hello, hello, this is Heidi.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Aw, shoot, Mr. Sully Saul, what do you got for us today?
Trump's latest move in his underwater 4D chess game, he now has liberals defending rats. No, I'm not kidding. Rats in L.A., rats in Baltimore, Democrats in Washington. There are some satire pages that are posting events where they will get people to live homeless in Baltimore to prove President Trump wrong. Problem is, some people are starting to take it seriously and are signing up.
Like so, Area 51?
Area 51.
A lot of people,
what's that ninja run where you have your arms back at 30 degrees?
The Naruto run. Hashtag we are Baltimore. All right. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez tweeted support for the Hong Kong protesters. Did you guys read this?
No.
Apparently, she doesn't know. She doesn't realize that they are protesting democratic socialism that's creeping up into Hong Kong.
She's an idiot.
I don't even know what to say.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Another notch on Trump's list of wins, a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by the Democratic National Committee against key members of the Trump campaign over hacked DNC emails, saying they did not participate in any wrongdoing in obtaining the materials in the first place and therefore bore no legal liability for disseminating the information. Are you guys tired of winning?
Jeez.
We'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right, Heidi, give it to us raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, right, shimmy, yeah, so. Shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I could take it away.
No idea what happened right now.
Driver,
so give it to me raw.
Are we ready? Driver tries to avoid a ticket by using red sports drink as a taillight.
Oh my God!
Wait.
So,
fail.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Was the light on at least?
Yes. Police in Longmont, Colorado, said they
Colorado, not Florida,
appreciated the driver's
ingenuity,
but it was not a permanent solution.
I'll give him A for effort on that one.
So he did. He took a Gatorade bottle, red juice, and taped it to the taillight.
So how high was this guy?
Okay, wait. Why does it matter?
Yeah,
as long as it's red and was it not red?
It was red.
Why does it matter?
Oh, come on, stop! All right, now you. That's
no. I agree with Saul. What's the problem?
Come on. It's a what is it? It's a protocol to the car, right? That you know, it says the car
as
light, not a Gatorade bottle.
As long as it's red, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
What if it's to me?
No, they say no. It can't be cracked.
Tim,
it can't be even a cracked.
Hold on,
light.
Stop, Tim. This is you're defending the overreach of government right now. Really, it doesn't matter.
It's not the overreach.
It is because
no,
as long as here's
got to have some rules.
What's the protocol? The protocol is it's got to be red because you got to let people know that you're stopping. So that's my question. Is it red?
Right,
and so if it's red, who the f*** cares what's right. behind
as
it?
As long as the light bulb behind the bottle works, and when he steps on the brake, right. the light bulb comes on, and
but
red
even
light
if it's
comes...
a crack, if it's a even if it's a cracked taillight, they will get you on a cracked taillight. So it's
but
having a Gatorade.
We're arguing
on it.
They shouldn't. That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't. It doesn't matter.
Then let people shit on the street. Then it's the same thing.
Oh wow!
You know what I mean?
No.
That's
let
a jump.
People shit on the street. Wait,
that's
they
a jump.
Went from there. Seriously.
Then let one people... small step for man. Then one giant leap for mankind.
Then let on your mouth. Then let everybody shit on your mouth.
What?
That's the sound that our police.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay.
We.
All right. Well.
Okay.
I don't even know where to go with that one. So.
Okay. What's the next one?
All right.
It got heated.
Suspect's loud fart helps police sniff out his hiding place.
Is that in Phoenix?
Oh no.
The Liberty Police Department
I read this.
In Missouri.
Missouri.
I read this one.
Said
not
no
Florida,
one
not
was
Florida.
Hurt by the blast.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I read this one. This
no
is
one
a few
was
weeks
hurt
old.
By the blast.
Right? This is a
wait, what happened?
Oh my God.
That was a wet, stinky one. That was like a double one. You hit it and you hit it at the same time. That's fantastic. That was like one of my farts. You know what I mean?
Dear Lord.
Like a really loud one. So when was this? Because this is like probably the second or third occurrence I've heard in the last couple of weeks about somebody getting caught by farting.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it was, looks like maybe last week. Oh, my God. And it just says that the man was trying to elude police in Missouri, ended up being betrayed by his own backside.
You know, so he was like,
what's that line from?
You know, you know when you're in that situation where you're holding your breath and you're like, hold your breath. You're just like, I hope nobody finds me.
And all of a sudden, everyone's just like, what was that noise, goddammit? Yeah.
Now, so wait, hold on. He didn't hear the noise. He smelled the smell, right? Was that what it was? Was it the noise or the smell?
He says that the Liberty Police Department officers over the weekend were searching vainly for a man wanted on a warrant charging possession of a controlled substance. According to the Kansas City Star, the suspect might have gotten away if he hadn't been betrayed by his own butt. It seems the man let out a huge fart right at the wrong time, allowing officers to sniff out where he was hiding.
Well, so wait, was it a sniff or was it?
I think it
might
have been both. Right? Oh, I think they heard the sound and then they followed the smell.
Then the dog's like.
Yeah, they heard the sound and just led him to it. Like, we heard it over here. Exactly. But you know, at first, you know, those two cops looked at each other and was like, was that you?
They're looking at all the flowers wilting. Like,
So it apparently was the sound.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the sound.
Yes. So if you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you. And
try some Beano.
And you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a bad day.
Yeah.
That's like, don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, you're ready. That's to go. You're like, bad. I got this shit. Yeah, what's I got up? Ahead of it.
Is that one of those things where,
you know, here's my thing. Look, so he's sitting there, right? And he just got discovered, right? And you know, he's like, oh no.
Hello, darkness.
He just realized that I've got caught.
He's just like,
oh, dear Lord.
I'm not running from that. I'm fucked.
Not again. I'm caught.
Lord Jesus, take
well played, away. Satan. Well played.
Oh boy. What you gonna do? What's your last one, Heidi? This one better be good.
So I know how much Tim loves women.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Skinny bitches, by the way.
So and skinny bitches on, by the way. So with that note, I would like you to carry her on your back and go ahead and
is it a midget?
Put yourself into a World Wife Carrying Championship.
Ooh. No.
You don't have to use your wife. You can use a neighbor's wife. You can use a friend's wife. Or you could just use some random young lady.
Yeah, why?
This is a new
Ocasio-Cortez.
This is a new sports. This is a new sports.
I could see like throw your wife out of the house event. As a sport. You know what I mean? Like, get out of the fucking house, goddammit.
It's a new sports event. And she hangs upside down on your back.
Ooh. How about in the front?
Have you seen any of this before?
Can we reverse it so she can be in the front?
Sure, I guess. Why
like
not?
A little 69?
Naked. Mm-hmm. A little opposite direction.
Jesus. I mean, if she puts a head near my ass and I'm running, she might get some gas.
There are obstacles.
You got to figure it out again.
You drown her. You drown her in water.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Wait. Explain this. Wait, you could like drown her like you're going to kill her?
Yes. Yeah, so,
oh, wow. No, I like this sport. I want to sign up for this. Where do I sign up, Heidi? Where do I sign up, damn it?
So, and then you've got to go over obstacles. She is wearing a helmet. It's actually pretty dangerous. Because,
even if you're called back.
This is very popular.
What is this?
The Olympics.
It's a new Olympic event.
It's the new
all
Olympic event.
Video.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God.
Wait,
this is fantastic.
Now, seriously, they will be, trust me, at some point, this is becoming a big deal all over the world. Mm-hmm. At some point, I bet we start seeing this in the Olympics. It's
no,
huge.
You'll never see this in the Olympics.
Really? Why not? We have all kinds of other.
So wait. Because it's not PC. Because what about women that want to carry the husband? Oh, you got to make it equal. Gotta make it equal.
Okay.
If they can put that stupid broom and disc thing in the Olympics.
Oh,
Curling?
That's
the best thing ever.
If they could put curling into the Olympics, then why can't they?
For what?
I think I'd be a great curler, by the way.
Here,
because that's like something you could do, like drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette at the same time. I'm just saying.
Well,
I mean,
don't do either of those anymore.
No, I mean, I drink beer, but I don't smoke, but I would smoke to curl. I think I'd be a really good curler. I think I just. Because you scream.
Well,
they just scream at each other. Have you never watched?
I have a huge driveway that needs sweeping. You can come over and practice at my house.
I'm a good sweeper, by the way.
Hey, great. I've got lots of concrete.
Hey, cardinal rule that I was taught when I was little. If you know how to use a broom, you will always find a job. That's a true statement. If you know how to use a broom.
Well, who doesn't know how to use a broom? Hands don't work.
There's a lot of people that don't know how to use a broom because they don't want to use it to make money.
Okay. I mean. There's a difference between not knowing how
to use it to make money.
Okay, so why we got all these unemployment people, all these bums on the street? They don't know how to use a broom. They want to get some crack instead of begging for it. Sweep. There
sweep
you go.
What?
sweep in front of stores and all that stuff, get paid. Like, you know, the window washers that go around and clean windows?
I am not following at all.
Okay. You just lost
anyways,
it.
Next.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, so I have a question. Now, in order to enter the competition, do you actually, you said you can use your wife or someone else's wife?
The video talks about how you can use any woman just as long as they're over the age of 17.
Or
as long as the 17 years or older.
Kind of dude, I would love to see like a really skinny person, skinnier than me, and like 5'3", carrying like a big fat girl. Like that would be pretty funny.
Oh, you
to
need
watch.
To watch like, some I of the watch videos. This. They're hilarious. The size difference on some of them are, I mean, it's yeah.
I mean, I can try, but
has humor.
you'd be dragging them on the floor.
Exactly. It's gonna be one of those. Episodes.
I'm like, I got it, guys. Don't worry.
The head just keeps bouncing off the floor. I'd be like, yo, pick your head up, woman. Pick your head up.
She's been unconscious.
She's like, why are you sweating? I'd be like, hey, you got to tuck your head between my legs. You're just dripping sweat. Your balls just hang that low right on her chin.
80 couples entered the championship for the the world championship.
Can you shoot the wife?
A few weeks.
What?
Where's this located?
You know, I mean, they say you like you could do whatever you know.
Where?
The championship was done in Finland.
Finland.
You see,
it's not Florida. I'm just saying.
Hey, it's Europe.
It's Europe.
It's Europe, and it's not invaded. Finland.
Anything else with the? Crazy.
No, I think that's good. The last
one. Right. Yeah. All right, Heidi. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Heidi.
She did good, right, Tim?
Nah.
She did better. No.
It will never be good enough for Tim.
You got a tough crowd. Nothing's good enough for Tim. That explains his sex life.
Look at how he goes through. Oh.
Hey, my hand will always be the best thing for me.
Jesus.
Rosie Colletta.
All right. Talking about nasty rats. Talking about thoughts. All right. So let me read this article here. This is from Fox News.
The only news that's real.
Lately, dude. No, they're starting to go
left.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Because Disney bought him, and now it's like,
exactly.
They're
goddamn Mickey Mouse.
They're losing it. All right. So here it is. An ever-growing number of rodents in California, particularly in Los Angeles.
What? Are we talking about the people or actual rats?
Rats. I'm talking
about they talk about people.
Rats.
Okay.
Is being fueled by a spiking homeless population and restrictions on rodenticides?
Mm-hmm. Rodenticides? Yeah.
Is that what you have? Okay.
Rodent killing chemicals?
That are risking a public, and I say this quote unquote, public health crisis, according to a study released Tuesday. The report by Political Action Committee Reform California cites recent rodent related events over the past 6 months, including an employee at the Los Angeles Police Department contracting typhus.
That's some badass shit. Yeah, typhus is no joke.
Dude, we're getting these, what is this, medieval typhus?
This is from medieval shit.
Yeah, we are.
Doctor, what the hell is going on?
Dr. Drew, I don't know if you're done, but Dr. Drew Pinsky, he predicted this like a year and a half ago. He's like, we are going to have outbreaks of typhoid and
syphilis.
I don't know he mentioned a couple other diseases that haven't been a problem for hundreds of years because of this shit that's going on in California. They're shitting on the streets.
Let me tell you something. They're shitting in the ocean now. So when you go to the beach in California, you are swimming in shit.
Oh yeah, and
like straight up shit.
There's those streets and the drainage canals and everything, they all lead out to the ocean. So they're hosing all that shit up. I heard someone saying the other day, they were stopped on the freeway because the fire truck had pulled off to the side of the road and they were hosing down the shit and the piss and everything that's on the side of the freeway. And you could see it just flow down the roads right down to the ocean.
This is socialism at its finest, motherfuckers.
You know, the only thing California had going for them is they had beautiful beaches. And guess what they're doing? They're covering it in shit.
Let me tell you something. California, before all this liberalism and all this, you know, just chaos, was supposed to be the most beautiful place. They took paradise and they fucked it up.
They did.
They ruined it. They took a 12-inch dildo and just shoved it up its ass. You know what I mean? It's disgusting. Now, you know, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to spend one dime there.
Yeah. I mean, we live.
I'd rather go to Idaho.
We live, 600 miles away from Disneyland? I would rather fly 2,000 miles to Disney World.
I wouldn't even want to go there.
Well, I mean, it's not even a West Coast thing. It's obviously Baltimore now.
It's liberal city.
Right,
it's
I'm talking city. California versus Florida. You know, Tim loves to bag on Florida for their news.
Because
they do have some pretty backward ass people there. but you know they're not doing this kind of shit.
They're shitting in the streets in every major metropolitan city throughout the U.S. I mean, this isn't the.
There's still some red states and slash purple states that were a lot of people from blue states are moving to, man. And
right, but now check this out, though. So look at, I was doing some research on this. When you look at Austin's going through the same shit. That is the most liberal city inside of
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. San Antonio's kind of turning to a little bit, I was reading. Yeah. There's a lot of these states that are getting infested with this shit.
So apparently there was this film, I don't know if this is a couple years ago, that Donald Trump Jr. posted this. Let me show you guys this video here. So if this ever comes up. So, so Trump criticized Elijah Cummings, the guy who is the, you know, leading the whole charge behind investigating Trump in the House. You know, so Trump goes after him and basically says, bro, you have no room to talk because your city is infested with rats. Right. And so he says this and everybody, you know, gets up in arms and it's like, oh, this is a racist term. Meanwhile, Trump's.
Wait. How is that racist?
Exactly. It's not.
That's the only thing that can go on, dude.
Racism.
That's the only card they got left, dude. It's the only card. And until he says something truly racist, shut up.
Right. No, I'm with you, man. Go ahead.
I got nothing. Oh, wow. I just don't
All right, so if you can read that, Tim, because I'm my glasses. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus, you blind bastard. Yeah. So we got here, Elijah Cummings has done such a wonderful job representing Baltimore that the people made a documentary about its rats, a.k.a. vermin, problem. Wonderful Democratic leadership. Rat film highlights Baltimore's rat warfare, urban planning failures from the Baltimore Sun.
Right, so again, this is from the Baltimore Sun, organization. Right. From it within Baltimore. This is not Donald Trump. Came out with a documentary in it. This is maybe a couple years ago that talks about Baltimore's rat problem, right? And what do you say when a city's overrun by rats? Is it what? Infested?
I would say so.
You know, but I saw this other tweet that said if somebody says infested and your first thought is black people, you're the racist one.
Yeah.
Right. Because because that's what they're saying, that when Trump said infested, he was referring to black people.
What?
Who said that?
Yes.
Elijah Cummings. Yeah.
Everybody who's who's criticizing Trump because he used the word infested. There was this CNN news reporter who was. Did you see this? The guy who started crying. You haven't seen this.
The CNN reporter who's crying. Because Trump tweeted something.
I can't believe you haven't seen this. Let me show you this video. It's going to take a little
God,
bit.
Oh, my God, I am so lost. Homie. How did this country get this way?
So, but you do realize that the people that are crying the most about Donald Trump, Maxine Waters, L.A., shithole.
Crazy bitch.
Nancy Pelosi, San Francisco,
ditto.
Shithole. This dumb, Elijah fucking knucklehead, he...
All right, let me...
Language!
It's a knucklehead.
Let me play this, dude.
This morning, the president attacked another member of Congress on Twitter. This time it's House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings.
Oh, it's your last
name. He wrote
name,
this. Cummings' district is a disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. No human being would want to live there. Infested. That's usually reserved for references to rodents and insects, but we've seen the president invoke infestation to criticize lawmakers before. You see a pattern here?
No.
Just 2 weeks ago,
what is your
President
problem?
Trump attacked four minority congresswomen.
Watch this, it gets
better. Why don't they go back to the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Reminder, three of them were born here. All of
Does
them
he
are
not
there.
Realize what infested means?
No, just watch. Look at them.
A week before his inauguration, January 2.
He's about to get Jussie Smollett on you.
Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime infested. Donald Trump has tweeted more than 43,000 times. He's insulted thousands of people, many different types of people. But when he tweets about infestation, it's about black and brown people.
What?
September 2014.
All right, so going back to that one giant leap for mankind bullshit, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Nothing. Watch. Keep watching.
If Ebola-infested areas of Africa bring the plague to the U.S., Obama is so stupid. Infested, he says. There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Infested, he says.
Yeah.
The president says
about watch his Cummings district. Right here.
Oh, shit. I can't watch this. What?
That no human would want to live there.
I can't.
Who did, Mr. President? What? I did.
You want to live there?
From the day I was brought home from the hospital to the day I left for college. And a lot of people I care about still do.
Then fix it, you. Quit crying about it on CNN, you piece of shit.
Smollett.
There's not even a tear in his eye.
Sound self-righteous.
Pussy.
But people get up and go to work there.
He bit his tongue.
They care for their families there.
Exactly. He bit his tongue, and that's what it made him cry. Yeah. So right. I'm done watching this.
Go back to that video real quick. Go back to the video. Rewind it.
To where the Trump's tweet?
No. Keep going. To where they put all the people up there that he insulted. The rat squad, whatever they're called. So a little bit. Right there. Right. Pause it right there. Let's look at all these districts. Let's look at. Let's look.
Democrat.
Elijah Cummings. Shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
Michigan. Flint water. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, that's your dime.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Same thing. Yeah, no good. Queens. She's ruining the Bronx and Queens. Right. The Bronx is not, they're doing shit over there.
Bad parts of Georgia, bad parts of Massachusetts, all these.
So
let's.
That's Trump's fault?
No, it's not. You know, here's, when I look at this guy, they're so reaching, they're trying to find anything to, everything that Trump said, he said crime infested, rodent infested, and they only look at the word infested and he's like, whenever he's used this word,
he's used using it correctly to describe what's happening.
But they're saying he's using it against black people.
Yeah, but they're lying. He's an idiot. If he believes that, he's a fucking idiot.
And to me, I look at that and I'm like, why the fuck are you crying? First of all, you're a man. What woman would feel safe around this dude fucking crying on national TV about being offended about the word infested?
He probably gets more ass than all of us, though. Okay. Just throwing that one out there.
Well, I mean,
just throwing that one out.
That's what you're out for, Tim.
Ass? Exactly. It could be
some... getting dick up his ass. Is what you're talking about?
Exactly. I don't think that's what you're into.
I guarantee he's probably got more ladies knocking at his door than all of us.
There's some fudge packing going on. I'm just saying.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, so here's why I cannot stand when they do this shit, bro. Because you're overreaching. There's no correlation. But you know what? This is why. This is how you know they're desperate.
This is desperation.
They are desperate to find something around him. Now, here's a fact that you don't know, that I don't know if you guys know, but did you know that Nancy Pelosi used to be from Baltimore? Did you know that Nancy Pelosi's family, brother, dad, were all mayors or something in Baltimore?
No, I did not know that.
Here's the thing. It's like, this is a family of politicians, homie. Like, they don't live out in the world.
Look at Hillary Clinton.
In the shit that they create. They vote all this shit, but they're immune from it. Why? Because you think Elijah Cummings lives in that district? You think Pelosi lives in the district she represents? They don't. And if they do, they're in fancy neighborhoods. They're behind all these locked gates and all this shit.
Okay, look at what Hillary Clinton did in Harlem. Harlem, where they moved into in Harlem, they gentrified that area. It was a shit neighborhood. And then,
I'm sorry, who is this?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
But this is where I find even more farce. Where is Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton from?
Arkansas,
right? Where did she run as senator?
New York.
How? I want to know how. I understand you moved there, you get citizenship, but literally, residency, she moved there. She moved there, New York, got residency. Next year, I'm running for Senate. Oh, we love the Clintons because, Bill Clinton was a good president, blah, blah, blah. We love Hillary. I'm just going by what... But you think about it. But think about this, right? Like, you can go infest all these cities based on, like, I moved there and I'm going to run and I got money. I can... Anybody that's trying to do good, I got money. I can screw them out because they don't want these, the people that are trying to do good. I've been in politics all the time. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that's what they're getting people on. But people are starting to realize your longevity in politics is why we're in this.
You know, between all of them, all those people that I showed, with the exclusion of some of these junior senators, Nancy Pelosi, Elijah Cummings.
85 years in politics.
How many years have these people? And they want Bernie Sanders. They want to blame Trump, who's been there less than 3 years.
And he's gotten more done.
And he's gotten more done
in 3 years.
So this is why I'm telling you, the black community looks at this. They think they're getting away with it. They think they can just continue because this is the card that they keep going to.
Yeah.
The racist card.
Same thing with Latinos.
They keep going back to it. But, exactly. But Trump is getting shit done. And he's reaching the black community. I would not be surprised, again, if he gets at least 50% of the vote. He's going to, dude. And the liberals realize this. And I tell you why they realize this. Because now they're all open borders, dude. All of them. Open borders.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're looking at their new voting block.
Oh yeah.
And they're salivating and they're like
they're running out of them here because they're scaring them off with their stupid ideas.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, kind of going back to Nelson or Tim's point, the Maxine Waters, she lives in California. She represents like one of the most poverty stricken districts in California, but she doesn't live there. She lives in like one of the highest priced.
Who was this?
Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that street? Like, it's like Murderer's Row or something. Not Murderer's Row, but like they have
Skid Row?
Skid Row. I think that's where she represents that district.
Yeah, it's like one of the worst one of the worst districts in California. And she lives in like one of the most expensive areas in the state.
Yeah, and she's yelling at,
Yeah, she's complaining about how unfair things are.
Well, because I watched an article. I actually watched a video. It was a Latino person made a video. And he was in Skid Row talking to people. And there was a guy from, I believe it was Venezuela, on the street working, right? And he's talking in Spanish. He was basically saying, this is Venezuela. This ain't the United States of America.
Right, yeah. You know, because this is
with everything the way it looked. And he's looking around. And then you have these people being interviewed saying that there was supposed to be a lot of money poured into Skid Row to kind of clean it up. None of it ever happened.
Yeah,
it was a woman.
The same thing with Baltimore. Yeah, Trump sent $15 billion dollars to Baltimore.
Way to go.
Where is it?
So
in Elijah Cummings' pocket?
Yeah, Trump sent that. Yeah. Where is it? How can you not clean up these places where people are throwing these homes, where people are just throwing shit? It's like...
So he gave that money to them to clean it up. That was I'm asking.
I'm assuming he gave it to them to use it wisely.
Right.
Obviously they're not. You get what I'm saying? So thank you.
What's the point of sending money to these places?
Sometimes you got to prove a point. Sometimes you give money.
He gave it to them to use it wisely, right?
And they
sorry. His face. All right, no. I want to show you this video.
Another video.
Talking about the impact that Trump is having, and I call this the ASAP Rocky effect. This is a black guy who's actually running. He's going to run in what's her name's district?
Yeah.
Wait, who's?
AOC's.
No, this guy is, I watched this video. This guy is really.
I want you to listen to this.
He says
guy.
A really good, he's all really, right, he's very intelligent.
Listen to this.
Just go to Reverend Al Sharpton. You're not even a reverend. First of all, you was the manager for Aretha Franklin. You work for the FBI, for the government, and you ain't been nothing to the black community but a damn infiltrator and a lying piece of shit. You're a rat. When Donald Trump was out here, every last one of you was kissing his ass, trying to suck dollars out of him. You're taking shots at him, because the people who control you don't control him. But ha ha, nigga, we know better. We know everywhere we find your black monkey ass, you somewhere trying to steal some dollars from somebody. You still in debt right now, man. The only reason why you're not locked up is because you're working for the feds. Is somebody going to say how you wore a wire on the whole entire mob, or damn near all of them, a lot of them? Something of the sort. Anybody gonna talk about how you set up Martin Luther King Jr., how they had all of his rooms bugged and everything else, and somehow your punk ass walked away? You're not a civil rights leader, man. You're a coward. You use black people, Spanish people, you use everybody.
All right, King Face F1, go for it, man.
Actually, this is not King Face. This is Montaga. Oh,
sorry, yeah. Montaga.
And okay, so here's the deal, guys. I'm seeing more and more of these videos popping up.
Good.
This is a breath of fresh air. What's happening right now in the black community is that they're being woke, dude. They're waking
thank
up.
God. Thank God.
To this man. Why can't I close?
So, I mean, you think about it, right? When you see every day that, he's, you know, when the media is claiming racism and intelligent people like watch and they go, wait a minute. There's nothing. The media is speaking on behalf of a community. The media shouldn't be speaking on behalf of anybody, report the news.
Right.
When they go, he's being racist, and you hear all the columnists, that's their opinion. on what they read. But people are interpreting what all these media outlets, CNN, even Fox, you know, with all these guys, these are opinions. These are opinionated shows, just like this show. We're not right. really giving fact. We're giving a little bit of fact, but most of it's our opinion.
About so you the fact.
Well, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
But when
yeah,
you watch, you know, sorry, they're but people are seeing it and go, wait a minute, they're not speaking for me. I'm not seeing this. And now they're talking back saying, no, this is bullshit. Al Sharpton can't go on there and say, oh, I'm here for the community. No, dude, you've never done nothing for the community. Yeah. Nothing. And this ain't the first time, but now you see more and more people going at it. People have hated Al Sharpton for a very long time. Like, even when whatchamacallit happened, one of the things down south, and Al Sharpton was going to go, they said, we don't want Al Sharpton down there. You ruin it. No, go away. It was after one of the shootings or something in South Carolina or some shit.
Hmm. Yeah, why would anybody want him there? He's not doing anything.
No, he's only there to show
publicity.
Up to
he only
hate.
Shows yes. up yes. whenever there's an opportunity. He's an opportunist, man.
Yeah.
What is it they call him? Exactly. He's there to profit from the
suffering of others.
Thank you.
Yeah, he makes things worse, man. Like, that's why when, you know, like the guy said, Martin Luther King stood for change, and change was happening. You know, working with Kennedy and all that. Look what happened to the people that were trying to make real change. What happened?
What happened?
They offed them. Sorry. I mean, that's reality, right?
I have another video, and this is King Face. This is the guy who calls himself Megatron, and I want for the young people here who know.
Wait. So
who
King,
know who this
King
is?
Face underscore F1 is Megatron.
No, he's Megatron. Megatron. All right. Now this guy here, he's posting this video, and if you're gonna see it right now, but he's in all MAGA gear, and then you're gonna see who he introduces. You guys are not gonna know who he is, but these kids might know. Wagga flagga, pow pow. This is a big time rapper, dude, and he's showing support for Donald Trump, homie.
Waka Flocka. Great.
Waka
That's
Flocka
great.
Flame. And no, we're not. You know, conservatives. Remember how I told you when the conversation I had about Ben Shapiro?
Yes.
You know,
Alex B. Keaton
type Republicans. Republicans right now are conservatives in general, right? Because the Republican is a party, but conservatism is the ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
They're attracting people who are waking up.
Good.
They're waking up, homie. This is good. This is why I tell you, Trump is going to win. When did you ever see this? When did you ever see this kind of support for Romney, for McCain, for Bush,
none,
for Reagan? Man, none. Never. In fact, they were the brunt of jokes in every single, you know, they still are, but Black people are waking up, and they're saying no more.
How much do you contribute that to, say, like Turning Point and, there's a couple more of them out there, but maybe, those kind of groups.
You know, yes, they're playing a role, okay. but when Trump is tweeting, dude, one of his largest tweets, it was his support for ASAP Rocky. And I told you, did I tell you what happened to ASAP Rocky?
No.
So ASAP Rocky is a rapper, okay?
He goes
out to Sweden. I might show you this video. He goes out to Sweden, okay? He's got a concert out there. Now, Sweden, like any other European country, is being invaded by refugees, okay? Who are of a certain religion, okay? We all know what. They're not assimilating to the society, okay? And so what happened is he was out there, and he starts being followed by this group of people. And
like on the street, he's walking down the street.
I can show you the video. He's being followed.
Yeah. Okay.
And his bodyguard, ASAP Rocky's bodyguard, is telling him, stay back, man. Yeah. What are you doing? Stay back. Go. Walk away. They don't. They keep following him. And so there's an altercation. And I think his bodyguard takes his whatever, pushes him around, and breaks his phone or something. He breaks some electronic device. The guys keep following him and saying, you broke our thing. You got to replace it now. And this is what they do, right? They follow tourists so that they can scare them to where they're like, okay, well, fine, I'll replace it.
They get a reaction.
Exactly.
Okay.
Something. So then Sweden has been, they held ASAP Rocky for 3 weeks without seeing a judge. How do you hold?
For his bodyguard breaking
For his bodyguard break, exactly.
How does that?
It doesn't make sense, Jeremy. It doesn't make sense. How in America, if it happens on the weekend, you're going to see a judge maybe
Monday.
Latest Monday.
Right.
You have how do 3 weeks go by and you still haven't seen a judge?
It's a different laws. We have laws that say you can't.
When I look at that, and Trump saw that. So Kanye West reaches out to Trump. This is what happened. Kanye West obviously has a line to Donald Trump.
For this.
Yeah.
You said ASAP?
ASAP
Rocky. Rapper? Okay.
ASAP Rocky. Get it right.
Rocky.
He tells him, look at the video. Right, ASAP Rocky, before he got locked up, one of his last videos is that.
So he recorded the whole thing.
So right. Trump says, I looked at the video, and ASAP Rocky did nothing wrong. Sweden, do something.
Okay, so Trump looked at it and said, get your shit together.
And he tweeted it, and he says, I'm going to reach out to the guy from Sweden,
Prime Minister or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Just by Trump doing that, he got 250,000 some likes.
Yeah.
The most top. So to me, people look at that, the young generations, they look at that and they said, are living in crazy times. When the president of the United States, you know, there's a meme that said, who would have thought this in 2012 that the president of the United States, number one, would have been Donald Trump. number two, that would have been calling Sweden, the peaceful country.
The neutral country,
reaching out to Sweden to free ASAP Rocky, right?
Confusing Sweden and Switzerland? Switzerland's the neutral country.
Which one is Sweden?
Switzerland.
Finland and Norway.
Okay, I was confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I did too.
It doesn't matter, but still.
You were close.
I don't know geography.
Yeah, but didn't they try to get Obama to free, whatchamacallit, Meek Mill? President. Yeah, I
mean, and here's the deal. Who's just Meek Mill?
He's another rapper. Oh,
okay. Just the fact.
Did it work?
I don't know if he.
I don't think Obama got him off, but he did. I think eventually.
The only person that Obama freed was that freaking terrorist guy who. Yeah. What was his name?
They traded him for another traitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only deal that he made. Anyways, going back to this, okay. Trump is making moves, dude, mm-hmm. and he knows where to reach out, and he's reaching this is why you see this guy, Magatron, is out in the streets wearing his whole gear, Make America Great Again, and he's being confronted by people. He was at a Denny's or IHOP, one of those, and somebody comes up to him and says, as a black, you shouldn't be supporting Trump. You're a black person. Mm-hmm. Magatron gets really mad, and he's like, "You're what?" And he starts recording the guy. And he's like, "You're racist. Because I'm black, I can't support the president? That's racist." And so then you see the guy trying to walk away from
Was it a black guy that said it? Or
yeah, it was a white guy. Old white guy.
Okay.
Old white Democrat guy.
Sure.
And so, guilt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Magatron has confronted him. And he's like, "Look, man, you know." And then the some owner or somebody from the restaurant comes out and is like trying to figure out what's going on.
The manager probably.
Yeah, and he's like, "Look, you got a guy in your establishment who's telling me that I can't support this guy because I'm wearing MAGA gear, and I'm black and I can't support this guy." And he says, "That's racist." And he's like, "Look, I can post the video of your restaurant and just get a bunch of likes and get people to, you know, not support you, but I'm not going to do that because I know that this guy doesn't represent you guys." And so you know, I mean, like, this is happening. We're seeing more and more. When
Santeezy's, man. I'm always going to go back to Santeezy's because I witnessed this. Nobody was there, right? There was only a handful of people there. Yeah. But literally watching a Mexican lady, you know, Mexican girl, you Latino. Know, by, right around, you know.
She was Latina. I think she was from another country. She was in Mexico.
I thought she said she was Mexican. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So anyway, so this, you know, Latina girl. He comes out. We come out, and she's talking shit about Trump. And I jokingly go, "Hey," I say, "Hey, we got one over here, right?" And she thought I was joking, and she's like, "You support?" And they go back and forth. I've talked about this numerous times on this show.
I was wearing my Reagan hat.
Yeah,
Reagan Bush 84 hat.
Oh my God!
Weren't you wearing your MAGA hat?
I know, right?
Yeah. No, but just actually seeing it and the hatred in this female's face when she was talking to him. She literally, and I've said, I'm gonna go through the story again because it's real.
Do it.
She literally. As they're talking in Spanish, she's talking to him in Spanish, basically saying, "Why you vote for Trump?" And he's responding back. She wasn't expecting that.
Right.
She thought he was just like a fake Hispanic that didn't I live here and I'm just being cool. No. He's telling her, "I crossed."
Yeah.
"I crossed when I," and she's like, "Oh, so you're one of those haters." He's like, "No. We had asylum. I went through the process, right? you know, got naturalized, became a citizen, my whole family, right? And she's literally, she's standing on top of him with her, like, fist clenched, waiting for him to say, like, one, and he just sat there.
By the way, I'm sitting down.
I mean,
but, and okay. She's in my face.
Yeah.
In my face.
In his face.
Pointing at me.
Yeah. And she, and he's yeah. just, you know, and he's sitting there, and I'm just like, wow. Even the people she was with, they were trying to get her, you know, come away,
back
right?
Back a little bit.
But then when she walked in, right, after all that shit she was talking, the people she was with, the guy, and he, everything
her
he was
boyfriend
saying.
Boyfriend or husband, yeah, something.
Whatever. Yeah. And you know what he says to us? He goes, yeah, I have a lot of Hispanic friends. And he goes, yeah, they're all pissed off about this, and they're probably voting for Trump. And well, and but the whole time, you're like egging her on, you know, saying, oh
they were egging her on.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no.
Oh, they were support, because they were supporting
well, because
her.
Right? No, because the guy wanted to get laid. The guy wanted to get laid.
It's white guilt. That's what I call it.
But the guy literally wanted to get laid. That's why he didn't agree. Because he didn't want to argue with her.
They were all white.
Well, whether he wanted to get laid, he just didn't want to deal with her being angry.
Right. Exactly. So he's going
to,
you know.
If she does that to a stranger, can you imagine what she does to somebody that she knows?
Right. But she's thinking, like, I can do whatever I want. If she would have swung on you, what are you going to, you know, oh, he can't do nothing. You know what I mean?
But, you know, again, what I told her in Spanish, and I told her, I said, here's the deal. My whole family supports this guy. My whole family from Guatemala, all of them from Guatemala, we support this guy. Why? Because we realize that there's something that's happening. People who are coming today are not assimilating. People who come today, listen to this, their country is not here. They live here, but this is not their country. I've seen interviews on Univision, Telemundo, and they're saying things like this. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't understand why Trump is all about America, but he doesn't want to support our countries. Yes, homie. These are Spanish-speaking people,
yeah.
And they say, our country. It's like, wait. What is your country?
But again,
your
live
country
there.
Should what? Be this country, not Mexico, not Guatemala, not Honduras, Salvador. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but my question
is, you left those shithole countries. No, homie, let me finish my thought here, because I got to say this, and I can say this because I'm Hispanic. Okay, que habla español. I'm going to say this because I have legitimacy in this. Homie, Trump is not racist. He's not. And we support this guy because we love this country. And when we came to this country, they could have brought the Guatemalan flag to us and we would have spit on that. You know why? Because my loyalty is not there. When my family stepped on this country, our loyalty was to this country. So you think we're going to be freaking having the Guatemalan flag, waving it as we're trying to cross the border? Who the f*** do you think you are trying to cross with your flag? I don't want you. You know, if anything, if they were carrying U.S. flags and saying, America, please let us in. You know, we want to become American. Dude, I feel people would be more compassionate. But when people see you putting your Mexican flag up on poles in
America.
Going to ICE facilities in Colorado and ripping down the American flag and putting.
Who wants you?
Perfect example. You go to, we've gone to soccer games right here, you know? And I understand.
Soccer.
Football.
Football.
But again.
Whatever.
We go there.
You were cheating for Germany. You know you were.
Right, but USA's playing against Mexico. And yes, I understand this is Arizona is very predominantly, you know, it's either white or, you know, Mexican or Hispanic.
Yeah.
But you have American Hispanics wearing the Mexican flag going, fuck USA. Yeah. And they're chanting for their country. And I'm like,
well,
wait a minute.
Hold on. Were they chanting fuck USA or were they just supporting their country?
If you're an American boy, if you're American, your country is America, right?
To me, if
I'm just throwing that one out there.
So hold on. So there's people that
I'm just throwing that one out there.
Well, hold on. There's people in Arizona
and root for New York.
Right. They're Bears fans. They're Steelers fans.
I still root for Arizona.
They live in Arizona, and when those teams come and play the Cardinals here,
goddamn right.
When they play the teams here, they come in their jerseys and they come with their terrible towels and they come with their propaganda for their teams. So I don't hold that against them for not being Arizonians, right?
Yeah.
But so if your favorite team is the Mexico country team
but
or whatever,
I'll tell you this. But you've even said like at the games they're doing it based on pride of because I'm Mexican. Yeah. I'm going by what him and other people have said, right? Because I don't have any skin in the game, right?
Sure.
I'm Italian,
so,
right?
So but, I'll ask Saul that question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it them just supporting their team, or is it them supporting their country?
I think it's more the country.
Okay. I don't know, because I don't even know what soccer is.
Look, I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you why. Because those same people, I've never seen them wave an American flag when it's America versus anybody else. I haven't. I'm being honest with you. Have you?
No, I don't watch.
So I have a lot of friends on Facebook, right? Mexican, and they always say, "Viva la Mexico!" And they, you know, everything's with the Mexican flag. Be proud to be Mexican. You know, you can say, okay, be proud to be an American Hispanic, and put your country, you know, with both flags up there, because you're showing your nationality, but you're showing your, you know, you support your country and what you are inside of it, right? Because yes,
sure,
even though you're American, you're still considered a minority, right? But these guys were born here and they've never lived in these countries. That's what I don't understand.
Right.
How can you have loyalty to a country that you never, that you didn't come from?
So I have this,
your origin. Like, I'm Italian, but I don't say USA and it's all about Italy. No, USA.
Well, if they're saying those sorts of things, like, you know, fuck USA, and you know,
at those games they want to fight because you're wearing an American flag. People get into fights at these games based on the color of the flag, and it's like, we're all Americans here. I don't get that.
Here's one thing, okay, and let me put it this way: if you're at a U.S. game, okay, U.S. versus Germany, okay, and the goalie is about to kick the ball out from the, you know, just kick the ball out, right? He's got the ball, he's going to kick it out to the, you know how the goalie gets the ball? What is that called?
They clear the ball.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So when the goalie clears the ball, imagine American fans, and they're playing against Germany. Imagine the American fans all in unison scream out "faggot" They scream out "faggot" to the goalie, to the German goalie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is what happens when Mexicans play any other team. The whole stadium full of Mexicans scream out "puto," "faggot."
Okay.
Wrong. Very wrong. Okay. And they justify it. But I.
How do they justify it?
No. I'm saying that people defend this. Okay. Because listen to me. Because if this was American fans, it would be news everywhere.
Yeah.
They would have eliminated the U.S. team from playing because their fans scream out "faggot" in the middle.
FIFA
would have eliminated the USA team
because of what their fans said.
Yes,
They get fined because this stuff is on public. This is on TV. This is on primetime TV when the World Cup is going on, or the CONCACAF, right, or anything.
Did you know this?
No.
Okay. So I'm telling you that Mexican fans will scream out to the opposing team's goalie whenever he's clearing the ball,
regardless if they're playing in the U.S.,
it doesn't matter.
Whoever they're playing,
Germany, they scream out, England,
they
whatever.
Scream out "puto." And if you look up the word, what "puto" means, it means faggot.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's a derogatory,
term.
The LGBT community would be up in arms saying, "America, this is what America represents." Blah, blah, blah. All this vitriol against America. It would happen, and you know it would happen. But the fact that it's a minority who's saying this, to me, that's
not a minority in their country.
In the world.
No, but what I'm saying here in the United States, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. I don't understand. If you feel that if someone in America, if the American soccer fans were to scream that at an American versus somebody else game,
right? American journalists would be out. Not just FIFA. It would be everybody.
Yeah. The whole world would be like, American can't do this.
At this point, the only thing that matters is what FIFA says, right? Because they're the ones that are running this show.
But FIFA is persuaded by the public.
Yeah. Right. So, but my point is, politicians, why don't they do something about
Mexico?
They
do. They find them. And Mexico says, we're still going to... Mexico, they came out and said...
Who do they find?
So FIFA, the organization, the Mexican soccer team...
They don't find them enough.
Right. But they said they're going to find them X amount of dollars, and they said, we're going
to
still pay.
They don't find them to the point where they're crippled, where they can't play soccer.
Because I think the Mexican government is paying the fine.
Here's your $100 fee.
No. It's substantial.
So then why isn't the organization saying you can't play for the season?
Why isn't FIFA saying... You're not allowed to play Mexico
until
you get this under control. Mexico is eliminated.
I guarantee you, the
second that FIFA said you cannot play in any event if you can't control your fans, I guarantee you the fans would stop this today.
Well, I agree.
Their job to control?
Yes.
The
fans,
yes.
Though. It's a representation.
Jeremy, here's my thing.
If that happened
in the U.S. You know, if it was white players doing this, they would have eliminated the U.S. from playing in any event.
It would have. Absolutely.
And the fact that you can't see that, Jeremy, troubles me.
No.
You're yelling Putin. Oh, it's a derogatory term. You're fans, and you encourage it. You don't tell the fans, hey, guys, if you scream this, you're going to be evacuated, you know,
the second that the fans scream out that, the players should just walk out.
Yeah.
They should walk out and say, look, we don't participate in this.
No.
They encourage it.
Exactly.
They go like this.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay. There
they benefit that from that. Why? Because it plays a psychological a mind game on that's why they do it, right? That's why they do it.
There's a lot of psychology involved in that kind of stuff.
It's the soft bigotry of lower expectations. You expect lesser from these players, from these countries, and you hold them to a different standard. And to me, that's a soft bigotry of lowered expectations. Right. And it's wrong.
So who's bringing this up to FIFA saying
Everybody's been, there's been, if you look it up, if you look it up, this has been an ongoing issue for years. But it's not to the point where nobody's protesting it because as Mexican fans, they're not protesting that. You know why?
Let me put it this way.
Because it's ingrained into the game. Imagine
if every fan during a Mexico-US game screamed out, Beaner!
Oof. Oh.
You don't think that's a derogatory term? You don't think FIFA would come down really hard on
the entire world?
The USM national team?
That's on FIFA for not treating everybody the same.
No. Exactly. So here's the deal. It wouldn't just be FIFA. This would be world news. The U.S. once again is showing how much of a bigot they are, how much racism there is, and they hate brown people, illegal immigration.
Well,
Trump says infestation, and everybody's screaming racism. They're pulling their hairs out.
Only the fucking pussy on CNN screaming.
No.
These are the same people who control the media. These are the same people who control the news.
Not just him. This is even every politician saying. Everybody's all speaking the same language. When he says the word infestation, everybody's using that. As the collective, he's saying racism.
Yeah.
So they're all on the same page on
because
this.
Because Trump says this, and every conservative is racist.
Yeah.
You know? It's double standards. And this is why I will say, you know, I will point that shit out, man. I'm going to say it every day. You know, you allow this, but you don't allow Trump to say infested, really. And every single tweet that Trump posted said crime infested, rodent infested. But meanwhile, this guy is crying on camera because Trump said infested and it means black people. You're the racist one who made that correlation, not Trump.
Yeah. And I laugh because, you know, some of my friends, you know, when they're like, how can you even think about support? I'm like, whoa. When everybody says he's a racist, we have a friend that would go, when we were doing our little trip, he'd be like, oh, that guy's a racist. And we're like, what racist thing has he said? And then, like, he just gets caught up, and he's like, well, you know, all the things he tweets, and I just don't like what he... You didn't answer my question.
All right, there's a difference between not liking what he says and what he tweets and being a racist.
Right. If you're going to make a statement, if you're going to claim somebody something, you got to support it with facts.
Yeah. Well, you would think so.
With anything. If you say, Tim, you're a piece of shit. Okay, why am I a piece of shit? Well, because of this, this, and this. And be like, wait a minute. That never happened. Were you even there?
Right?
You know what I mean? You're hearing it. Oh, well, Tim, the story's always changed.
Trump just appointed a black woman as a general? Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Where was the news? Was the news celebrating this? Yes.
The president appoints generals?
Hold on. Let me show
He's
you.
He's the commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
Of
Hold
the
on.
Military.
Let me show you. Trump?
Okay.
He's the commander-in-chief of the military.
Well, I know that, but does the commander-in-chief appoint generals?
Yeah. He's the...
Okay.
Right here. Marine General. Let me show you the news.
And it's a Marine on
this
top
is,
of it?
Yeah.
Holy
Look at this.
Shit.
This is the woman President Trump wants to be for. And she just appointed her. American Marine General. Yeah,
I
That's
had no idea
awesome.
That. So and, all the generals are appointed by the president? Or the
commander-in-chief?
He's the
commander-in-chief,
yeah. I just figured there was a natural progression that you had to meet certain criteria to be. I didn't realize that the president got it.
The military is more political than becoming president.
Look, this is what the headline. Trump has nominated the first African-American woman for promotion to general.
Well, clearly he's a racist.
Exactly. If he's a racist, I said, if
a
he's a racist,
hating.
He's
a woman hating.
Yeah, he's the worst racist in history. Bigoted, lowest black unemployment, lowest racist. Hispanic unemployment, lowest women unemployment. I mean, this guy.
Well, apparently he's promoting them all to general. Yeah.
I mean, he supports the LGBTQ community. I mean, come on. And you're seeing more and more. And here's the other thing. For people that say that, all LGBT, whatever, LGBTQ,
LGBTQ, plus, minus, divided by, multiplied.
When the community turns around and they say, well, everybody hates him, I'm seeing more and more people on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all randoms, saying, I'm gay and I'm conservative. And they go, the hardest thing to do, saying you're gay in today's society, that's the easiest thing.
It's a celebration.
They go, now go in that same room and say, I'm a Trump supporter. And they go, holy shit. They go from applauding because, oh, okay, you came out, you're gay, you know, I support you because, you know, that fits. No, because that fits the Democratic agenda,
sure,
right? Like, oh, we love you. Oh, I support Trump. Oh my God, you're the worst thing in the world. Like, they're worse than conservative Christians that want to sit there and convert everybody and throw them underwater and, you know, get the heathens out of you. It's so weird, man. Heathens. It is so
the duplicity or the double-sided.
But it's contradiction. Yeah. Standard, it's hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. It's hypocrisy at the finest. If you agree with this plus that, you're good. But if you agree with this. But that, oof.
Yeah.
No. You're confused. You're really not. You're not. You know.
So after this this week's tweet storm with Trump criticizing Baltimore, there's a lot of black people who are now posting videos everywhere, recording videos of actual places in Baltimore, where they're saying, This doesn't happen. This didn't happen in the last 2 years. This has been going on for the last 10, 20
they're
years.
They're dumping.
The rat problem?
The rat problem, okay. the whole thing.
The garbage.
And they're saying, and they're all coming out and saying, Trump's not a racist. Trump is just pointing out what is really happening.
Right. He's pointing out the problem. So the first thing you have to do in order to solve a problem is identify the problem.
Thank you.
And so Trump, obviously these people that have been running these states, these cities, these whatevers for all this time can't, or choose not to identify the problem. So Trump's just helping him out. Right. Hey, here's your problem.
This right here is becoming one of the most factual news sources you can find. No, I'm going to say that because when you go live stream, That's a live stream. You can't doctor a live stream.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go on and you're doing a live stream of your neighborhood where after he tweets and the Elijah Cummings says, oh, no, everything's great. And they go, what? This is your district, homie? Look around. Look at the rats. Look at the garbage. Look at the buildings falling down. Right. That's not my fault. You represent this district. Homie, here's the documented proof that no media outlet, no news media outlet is broadcasting because they put that shit on there. Your whole agenda's done. You can't claim anything because that's factual. You put it on video. You can't doctor that. I mean, you can, but it's almost impossible.
So I got a funny video on.
You can't tell me
I'm
not
Baltimore.
Right.
There's a news organization that's reporting on the rat infestation, and as they're reporting it, you see a rat
scatter across the back.
Yeah, listen, watch. Have you seen? I don't know.
Oh,
if
they're like just videoing hold some on, hold on. Garbage let me in the corner. This,
yeah, look at that.
Oh, there's one.
But I wanted you to hear the sound.
Is that Alexandria Ocasio?
No, but you go to New York, man. You see them all over.
I want you to watch this video. Look what they say.
Yeah,
Trump needs to come out here and check it out.
Yeah, he needs to come out and check out the rats. So you know what? So one of the weirdest things is when we were reading this article about L.A. having this rat infestation, they were rated number two.
Number two what?
Number two in rat and a rat.
What's
problem.
Number one?
Got to be New
Chicago.
York. Oh, that's about right.
So Baltimore's
that.
Not even on the
By
top
the way,
two.
Did you hear about this? What's going on with the they got one of the. One of these Teamsters guys, union folks, he's about to turn a lot of people in. They brought him, under some charges.
People are turning like crazy, man.
Yeah, dude.
Things are. One thing I can say under this administration.
But what I'm trying to get at is, so they got this guy, dude, and they're saying that he made a plea deal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he got a lower sentence, and apparently he's gonna cooperate with bringing out a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
this is in Chicago.
Yeah,
man, talk about bringing out the rats, homie.
Hopefully
he good-fellowed him, man. He freaking Henry Hill'd them. Here's the thing. Most criminals.
Hey, who's Henry Hill?
You never seen Goodfellas?
Henry
Hill was the guy that turned on everybody at the end. Yeah. That was the guy that had all the dirt on everybody, and when he got caught, ratted on everybody.
Is that Ray Liotta's character?
Yeah.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this pretty good. Yeah, yeah. It's an hour. We're in an hour. I don't want to be editing here for hours. thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms. All right. We'll catch you next time. Did we miss the... What's her name?
ACO.
We'll get it next time.
Yeah, I'll get her.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see y'all next time.
All right.